When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Don't understand why Jamie Carragher is so pissed off.
He's vexed.
Like, why is he so vexed?
No, I get a little bit, yeah, but I feel like he doesn't understand how it's coming across, and it always
because it sounds
harsher because it always feels as though it's always on Arsenal, yeah, which to an extent
it is.
Yeah, but also at the same time,
that man's
yeah,
an old gen.
His argument is that they actually have not won anything of note, and the shouting and jubilating that they do mid season, it never results in anything. Basically, let us celebrate. If we don't celebrate now, yeah,
when will we celebrate? I was gonna say, because if you don't celebrate the wins that you get, then it's gonna be a very long season for a lot of people. Right. No,
exactly, yeah. Ella. How do you take you one of your legends telling people not to celebrate, especially considering, do you remember when Liverpool and Klopp celebrated that 2-2?
Someone literally reposted
it. It was all part of the vision, Anita. It was all part of the vision. Long term.
You guys were holding hands doing, hey, because you
drew. It was part of the vision.
Right. Someone reposted that, and someone reposted the one that, remember the one that I think it was Origi that scored last minute against Everton, and Klopp was like, he did that first and then he ran on the pitch.
Oh, when he ran. Oh, yeah. Come on. That was.
Yeah. And they were like, it was a last minute goal against our rivals, but come on. This is to keep Arsenal in the title race. So obviously they're celebrating.
They were never out of
the. No, but they.
It's 2 points.
If they had lost.
Yeah, if they had lost, but I never.
It still wouldn't have been.
Yeah, I don't think a draw. I think a draw still would have kept them in the race.
It would, yeah.
But
yeah,
a win gives them like a proper footing in the table.
Momentum. I'm not looking forward to seeing them.
Exactly.
Boy, not after this.
I'm not being funny. Every Arsenal fan, I haven't spoken to none of them. Not since Wednesday when Chelsea lost against Liverpool. But we'll get into that. Welcome back to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, guys. It has been an interesting week for some, not myself. I feel like, Ella, you're kind of like
I'm very relaxed.
Yeah.
Minimal damage. Minimal damage.
Won on Wednesday anyway. Like, she won against Chelsea. So listen, she's
mourning at the minute anyway, so all of this
exactly
is minor.
We're
all mourning. Everyone that lost is mourning right now. Me, you, Ella. I don't know why you're in black, boy. You've been winning.
Sorry. It's uniform, innit?
True. But anyway, you are joined by me at Anita by me on every single social media platform. Sorry, I always keep forgetting that I've changed my app, but at Anita by me on every single social media platform, and we are here with
Philippa. Philippa Akko on X.
Ella. Or L's, at LFC L's.
Yeah. Moyo at Moyo's Laboratory.
And Joyce Swifty Stones on X.
Welcome back, Joyce.
The honorary.
We haven't seen you in ages. Where have you been?
Travelling, as per usual. As per usual, it's hard, you know, when you live halfway here, halfway in Manchester, you know. So.
Have you been to any of the city games in Manchester?
Anyways.
Judgment.
I just haven't. No, I'm planning on City versus Chelsea. Hopefully, so
nice.
I might be there. We'll be there.
Became hot, yeah.
When's that?
What? In 2 weeks' time.
All right. So, Liverpool played Arsenal. Chelsea's in trouble. But anyway, Liverpool played Arsenal. We are coming off the bat of that. Now, I did not think Liverpool would lose in the manner that they did. I personally think Liverpool slightly got played off the park. Slightly.
No, they did. There's no slightly. Yeah. We did.
You're being a bit too kind as a host.
Hey. I just wanted to be impartial.
We were poor. It was first 45 minutes was just a complete horror show, I would say. I think Klopp got it completely wrong tactically. He apparently started Gakpo instead of Nunes. For Nunes for a tactical reason.
He was nowhere to be found.
He was there, but it was just a horrible decision because obviously I think the plan was to try and counter on Arsenal because the Emirates, you're not going to get the possession and everything. But I think in the build-up, he said that we haven't had control of the games against Arsenal enough, so he wanted to put Gakpo in. It was a horror show. Him, Gravenberch and Trent were horrible. The whole team were horrible. I think only McAllister came out of that first half pretty well, but they gifted us that equaliser. But damn. Second half, we looked good, but Alisson, man.
That man went to sleep.
He just ruined it. He has. Do you know what with Alisson? He has these games every year, and it's always the big games. It's always that one game.
I think he makes up for it for like the rest of the
he
season.
That's why they didn't go onto him.
Like, no, we that's don't. Why it's not worth getting onto him about it.
We don't.
Why can't he have them sort of games against low opposition?
I wish he did. But damn, like, yeah, we really gifted because that was really a turning point.
Kip is the lower opposition.
No man, like fumble a couple of times. Damn.
Yeah, that was really the turning point because I thought we had Arsenal until that mistake, and we were growing into it. I'm not sure if we made the subs before or after that point. But yeah, completely turned the game. Crowd got up, and we just couldn't get out of it. Yeah.
Do you think? And I say this with the utmost shade because you're ignoring this guy. But do you think Nunes starting would have made a difference?
No.
So just tactically.
I know Liverpool fans will have a go at me and think whatever. But when he came on, yeah. I don't even want to mention that shot.
That was actually crazy.
She's ignoring him.
Exactly. But I think the problem was the midfield. I just think we just didn't have control of the game and it just completely wiped out our forward options. So regardless of whether Nunes was playing or not, we had Jota, who is a threat whenever he gets a chance, but he got nothing. So, yeah, I don't think it would have made a difference. I just think too many players perform below the level. Yeah.
Well, you're coming from like a neutral perspective. What was your takeaways from that? Because I can see you go.
No, I agree. I agree with what Ella's saying, to be honest. Like, I think Arsenal first half were genuinely really good. Martinelli was honestly, he was such a threat. He was there for the outlet pass every single time. And he had the beating of, first of all, Trent today. I'm talking about Martinelli, but I have to highlight Trent today. I feel like, sometimes when I watch Trent, I'm thinking, you know what? Like, his defending actually isn't that bad. So a lot of times this season, I thought to myself, you know what? It might actually be like, obviously, I know he's not a fantastic defender, but I've started thinking, maybe it's a bit overstated, like how much of a bad defender he is. Boy, you see, if someone only watched him today, like if this was the only time they watched him, they would genuinely think he was one of the worst fullbacks. He was really bad. And it felt as though Martinelli had so much time and space because Trent was often nowhere to be seen. Like, I'm not saying Martinelli didn't do his job. He did his job. But Trent made his job so much easier because he wasn't doing his job. And I thought it was telling as well, on the Trent thing, was that there was a point, I think it was Luis Diaz had moved to right back, they said.
Yeah.
And I said, what? And I was thinking, and Trent is still on the pitch, no?
No. Or he didn't come off? He came off like 55 minutes.
I was thinking, for Luis Diaz to be at right back right now, and you're actually the fullback, something's not adding up.
To be honest, he just came back from an injury and you can kind of tell he's just not in rhythm. Because even against Chelsea.
I didn't tell that against Chelsea.
No, Chelsea, I thought he was okay
Yeah, he, I didn't think he was that good.
Yeah, he wasn't good.
I saw Liverpool. You lot are just dead.
Yeah.
I just saw. I saw Liverpool fans saying, oh, is it bad of me? Is it bad of me if I kind of sighed when Trent came on for Bradley?
Because Conor Bradley.
Like, he was good.
He's unreal at the moment. That kid's on fire.
Lovely. It's unfortunate that he couldn't obviously play today, but also Gravenberch in front of him didn't help.
He stank, yeah.
Just like a fairy on the pitch.
It's a safe place. No.
He's just a fairy on the pitch.
He needs to add.
He's had a couple good games here, but I don't think he's put together a... see with Endo, for example. Mm. Endo didn't start well. Like, when he came to the club, I was thinking, this guy looks sus as hell. Mm. Like, and then you could tell, the last, six or seven games that he had, thinking, nah, there's a player here. And Gravenberch almost feels like the opposite happened with him. I feel like he looked kind of good in the beginning. And now he's looking sus.
I think physically, he's just... If you watch how many times that boy slips... he's 6'3", big as anything, and he plays like he's 5'2". It's just so weird. It's weird to me. Like, physically...
Havertz is another player that he feels like he's small on the pitch when the guy is mad tall.
We might need to bulk him up a bit, because there's a player there, like, on the ball. We see Gravenberch. He has talent, but I just think physically... He hasn't quite got up with the Klopp
way.
Mm.
Does he really need to anymore?
I was going to say, it's a bit lit now.
Still, several games left in the season, guys.
I started thinking, wait, is he... When you said that, I was like, wait, is Gravenberch going on loan? Is he on loan? No, but I just deep Klopp.
Yeah, but... It's just a bit of a horror show. Virgil wasn't great either.
Small wins. She's so happy. Small wins.
If we can do the episode from the last episode again, I will do it again. Just for Klopp.
Damn.
No, it's fine. You got your win against Chelsea, so it is what it is.
But yeah, Curtis Jones, I thought was decent. Sighing? I thought Curtis Jones was decent.
I'm so bitter.
The bitterness that you guys are going to feel for me today is going to be ridiculous. I'm so bitter. I'm PMSing. I don't want to be here. I really do not want to be here. We have two losses back to back. Anyway, I'm not going to make it about me. Anyway, so Jurgen Klopp made some tactical changes, like you said.
Mm.
Is this the end of Jurgen Klopp?
It wasn't Klopp's fault.
Do you know, it wasn't a serious question.
He said it was the end himself, babe.
I'm talking about him, like, just
wait, but do you think he's like done, or do you think like he's got another club in him?
Nah,
he needs a rest.
Germany.
I don't think he's got another club in him now, but I think he's gonna have another club in him.
It's
coming sooner.
Do you not think? It won't be in the league. He's already said that. Yeah, but him saying that caveat almost made me think he's definitely getting a club,
Italy.
Because otherwise, you just say, "I'm not." Otherwise, you just say, "I'm not coaching at club level again." He went, "I'm not gonna coach in this country. That's for sure." And I was thinking.
So nothing else is for sure.
Exactly. Mm.
That sounded like a... But I do think, like, it is rare for... obviously, back in the day, like, we got so used to managers staying for ages. And I remember when Klopp came and he said something along those lines of, like, the Ferguson eras and stuff. That's not how football is now. Like, managers don't stay for, like, 6 or 7 years. And it's funny because, obviously, he exceeded that. Like, he's actually been here for longer than his timeline initially said.
Yeah. 8 years, isn't it? Eight and a half.
But even what people don't realise about Klopp, he literally went from playing to management. So he hasn't had a break in football since what? I don't think he has had a break. So
did he get a break when he left Dortmund?
No, we interrupted that. So 4 months off. So that's what I'm saying. So he's probably knackered, you know? So I understand that. He also said he doesn't want to be like an old man on the sidelines. No offence to the older guys.
Right.
I was thinking David, but first.
Moise.
Respect Moise. But that Germany job, 100%.
Yeah.
Even England. Watch out for that, England as well.
If because Jurgen Klopp takes over England, because I'm going to be a happy
he's
woman.
Always said he loves the English.
Can
the
he
English
do it before the Euros?
Yeah. I like some words.
I would love it.
Listen, 2026 World Cup, if Jurgen Klopp is the England manager, Bellingham is going to dominate.
I woke up to that text message. Where was called it linked to that tweet where what's his face had been at Ajax?
Who?
Oh, Henderson.
No, Southgate.
Yeah,
Southgate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Southgate went to go and watch.
Of course he was. He's look, Henderson. Henderson had the plan. All he needed was the platform. They gave him the platform. They gave him the platform.
Not because. You know, Southgate has been gagging, like, he's literally been gagging for a reason for it to be justified to call him in. Because even when he went to the Saudi League, yeah, that was the first time that he was like, oh, like, people shouldn't jump to conclusions. There's a lot of top players going to the Saudi League right now. Oh, the leagues are going to be a lot more competitive than before. But, sir, people are performing, have been performing in Serie A, and you've not given them a look, by the way. People
I was going to say, Tomori, how many times have you gone to watch Tomori?
You remember when that season, yeah, that Tomori was performing, Tammy Abraham was performing. Oh, yeah. He wasn't looking at them. Ruben Loftus-Cheek right now is performing. Yeah. And Southgate doesn't give a damn. So the only person that's really, like, superseded that expectation of if you're outside the Premier League, it's tough, like, to get into the English squad is Bellingham. And that's it. Because even Sancho, when he was performing for Dortmund,
he didn't even
He wasn't starting for England.
He wasn't. He didn't get a sniff.
Starting for England.
I do wonder how Bellingham got that break. We know he's extremely talented. But if Sancho couldn't get that break, what was different about Bellingham for him to get that break?
Attitude. I know we hate talking about it, but it's attitude. Everybody talks about what a consummate professional Jude is. And I think, and also, you know, everyone loves the story. His mum and his dad are really supportive, and his younger brother is a big unit. Like that
he's
whole
like the model, the model blocks.
It's the whole package, isn't it? So, and Jaden has a little bit of edge to him,
and it helps, I think, as well that he's in a position. He plays in a position that's not that strong for England. Like the competition for. You remember we had to beg Southgate to get Grealish and Maddison and Co. into the team. We as a country were begging him. So it's not like he had bare people to shoot. You could play like eight good games and get into the England midfield. That's how it was. And he was obviously performing at a level that, like, Champions League he was performing, in the league performing, you're captaining Dortmund at your age.
At such a young age.
You have a shirt retired at your age. Anyway, you guys are right. I guess it, like you said, attitude. But let's get back to the Premier League, right? And the title race is back on Joyce. This is probably like the first of how are you feeling about this?
I'm chilled right now. 5 points, 2 games in hand as well. So you know it's okay. Like
been here before.
To be quite honest, this is where it starts, isn't it? Where you start finding the 1, 2, 3, 4, 8 win in a row. I'm ready. Well, probably won't be now. I think it's too soon.
She's talking in a language.
She said, this is where you find
the 1, 2, 3.
Where can I find my last win?
Where was my last win? Where can I find this from? Please.
I think it's still a bit early. I'm not expecting anything huge until about maybe Easter time, I can't lie to you. So wait for the table to kind of fluff itself out.
Easter?
Yeah, man.
April.
Yeah.
I said this. I said this last season as well. When people were hotting up, Arsenal. This said wait till Easter time.
Okay. So, but in this case, yeah, like I feel like it's been interesting for City in the past because before it's been like they're within striking distance, and then they close the gap, and then they overtake. But in this case, you're kind of like at the top now.
Yeah. So you just got to chill and see how things go. To be quite honest, we've got people out of the refrigerator now. We've got KDB, Haaland's now warming up his legs as well. So it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna
Nice.
Things are gonna be tasty.
Anyway, so obviously Liverpool dropped points. They're still 2 points ahead of Arsenal at the top of the league. You're currently 5 points behind Liverpool. How do you see this kind of race going about at the moment? Do you think it's still going to be?
I think it's still going to be close at the top. I don't think it's going to be easy. Nah, because we've had some really, really jammy losses recently as well. Obviously, then we had the one at Luton as well.
Yeah,
and that was surprising. But yeah, no, I don't think it's going to be an easy one. I don't think I've ever looked at any season where we've ended up winning the title and thought, oh, this was a really easy ride. I still think it's going to be very, very close at the top and whatnot. So obviously, I'll be watching for that. But right now, I'm happy where we are. So.
Pip, if you had to choose, just of your own opinion, who drops the ball first? Liverpool, Arsenal, or City? Let me not be disrespectful. Or Aston Villa?
BFF Farmer.
Hey,
Aston,
they're ahead of me.
Aston Villa are running their own race. Let's be guided. They want to make sure that they stay in the top four. They look good. I understand what you're trying to do, but we have to be real. There's no need to be inclusive. It's between you man and Arsenal in terms of who starts to drop more points first.
Mm.
Before today, I was like, Arsenal, I had more faith in your squad. I don't know, maybe today was just a fluke.
Remember, I still think that too, regardless of the performance today. I don't think that takes anything off of Liverpool. I think it was just a shit game.
Yeah, it was a write off. I think, you know, I don't know whether your players were up for it or they're tired or whatever, but
I think they look knackered, to be honest.
After they gave all their energy to Chelsea.
It's true, and you forget, like, we still don't have our best player, Salah, there. Mm. Trent is still a bit 50-50, so Szoboszlai obviously picked up a little knock. So Thiago's back.
Mm.
I said, didn't I?
I can't believe you. I can't believe
you. Don't you see the way that her eyes just twinkled there?
She said February 2nd, she's going to be back.
She did.
So
sorry, I should never doubt you again. Have you got the lottery numbers?
Nah, not this week.
Sorry.
No, but I still think there's more to come from Liverpool. And I think that today, like how we've been playing, we've actually matured. Today was just, everything just kind of went wrong. Mm. So it's one of those where Klopp will get up tomorrow morning and just say, forget about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's, and Endo's coming back as well. Like, I forgot about that. So, yeah.
We're not talking about Van Disney Plus.
Again, boy. Virgil, like...
He's been,
it was only this game.
Last game, he should have given away two penalties, but we'll come to that.
You're right.
We will come to the last two. But other than this season, I think he's been good.
He's been pretty excellent, yeah.
But the last two games...
Yeah, you're right.
My name's Ella,
I'm so how can I heal when I'm still in pain? Like, there's no pounding me.
You need to.
I just got beaten up today.
You need to build. You need to build a bridge away from Stamford Bridge and get over it.
I've been trying. You think I'm not trying? I've been trying.
I don't want to fight with you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Let's centre back. Okay, Neil Maupay celebrated against Tottenham, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brentford against Tottenham. It was a heated match and it was actually quite good. It was quite good entertainment.
It was a good game to watch.
And obviously, the main takeaway from that game was Neil Maupay did James Maddison's celebration. Now,
he just wanted this moment. Let's give it to him, man. Give it to him.
You know when
you grow up and you're like, oh, I want to try this celebration so bad, man.
But they all do it. Rashford has this.
Yeah.
And then we've seen people go to...
Saka did it. Remember last Saturday against United. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We saw someone do a Kudusele today. Like, people do it. Yeah. It's fine.
It's good shithousery. It's funny. It's good.
For me, shithousery is part of the game as much as, like, stupid handbags on the pitches. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
As long as you're willing to, like, take... Like, if you don't end up winning, hold that. You got to win that. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah.
And he did. And he said in his caption, James Maddison came out and tried to come for him. He was like, you know, when you've not scored as many goals, maybe you want to try something new. And he said, in my career, I've got more goals and less relegations. So, I love it. We have to take that with a pinch of salt because Maupay is a striker and it's only 30 goals more than Madders. Yeah.
And he has been suspect for like 2 seasons.
You know when they just sort of like talk your shit, but also be guided,
bro. He does some nonsense, really. But I mean, in general, we love that shithousery shit. And I feel like people that are complaining, maybe they're not from our generation. I'm not saying that we're old.
Mm.
I'm just saying maybe they're not from our generation where we grew up with this. You know, we grew up seeing this on our TV screens, and we want to see more of it. No,
lovely. Yeah. I still think about Jamie Vardy's little flap at Crystal Palace. Yeah. I love it.
I'm just trying to figure out what's the problem.
People
aren't doing fun celebrations anymore in general. Mm. Like the celebrations aren't. You know, like before, yeah, we'd have moments like when they're doing the recap of the Premier League year, and they'll put different celebrations. We're not getting that right now.
And literally, exactly. I was playing a game with a child that I know, and he was just doing celebrations, and then we tried to do more celebrations. We're like, oh, you won't know that one because. It's before you were born, you won't know that one. And it's like, there aren't many to attribute to players now.
All Gen Z know is Sue. Yeah. That's literally the only celebration that they know.
Mm.
I don't even think that they're doing it too tough.
Oh, no,
I don't even think Haaland self is doing it anymore.
Haaland doesn't really, apart from the little
he's just shaking his hair. You know what I mean?
L'Oreal, you know,
in it.
Nice little head and shoulders advert.
or like people are paying homage to like old celebrations. So like, you know, like Saka doing a Thierry Henry one. Give us some new, give us some fun celebrations. Like when Rooney was in the papers for boxing the night before the game and he did the
The coke sniffing line one.
None of that Robbie
But yeah, even like, you know, Robbie Keane doing his stupid forward roll.
Give us some fun, man.
If you guys had a celebration to attribute to yourselves, yeah, what would the celebration be,
man?
You see Adebayo, Man City against Arsenal.
What, going all the way?
All the way. Absolutely. So what are you telling me? Yeah? Let's say final day, you play Arsenal. You have to beat Arsenal to win the league. Is that the celebration you're doing?
100%.
You're running all the way to the Arsenal fans. 100%. Are you going to be like,
I'm going to go old school near Ham. I have to take my top. I have to swing it. Wing that thing.
Oh, I'm dead.
I might do like a little like Harlem shake or something. something that's like memorable.
Do you know what? I can see you do the Harlem shake.
I'll probably do that.
And a corner flag.
Bring back Bafa Timbi Gomez, man. That's the kind of celebration I want to see, it, man.
What?
I won't lie, that celebration used to scare the living dead. He looked mad evil, I'll be honest.
You finished me, what a primer.
I was going to say, I forgot about that. You just did it.
Scary as hell, man.
Joyce, what would your celebration be?
I don't know. That little freeze frame one. Was it the one with, was it Dele Alli? I can't remember.
What, the?
Little, I don't know. Something, like, well, no, because that, yeah, but that's. The little. Whichever one, I don't know.
Oh yeah,
I remember Benjani's one though.
Oh my day, sitting your whole squad and taking them off.
Benjani, man. I feel like man will just, you know, Thierry Henry when he's just like,
look, easy.
That would be mine. Right. But anyway, tell us in the comments what your celebration would be, especially if you're playing football back in the day. Now. Didn't really want to come to this, but Chelsea.
Which
one
are we starting
with? Okay. Which one are we starting with? Okay.
It's fine. There's only one person here, and I can't speak for five different Chelsea fans that we have in the group. Mm. So, if anything, we can start with Liverpool because we've got a Liverpool fan here.
Can you breathe? Lex.
Let's start with Chelsea versus Liverpool. So Chelsea went to Anfield and they got smacked. Absolutely smacked. I think the end result was what? 4-0?
4-1.
4-1. Yeah. 4-1. Ella, coming back to you, sis.
I'm sorry, Anita. That's probably one of the easiest games Jurgen Klopp has had. It was so easy.
Easiest? Yeah. There were like 18 other teams in the league.
No, it's fine.
It was complete control. Mm. Like first half, I don't remember Chelsea doing anything.
We didn't.
To make a triple change at half time. Was it a triple change?
It was.
That tells you everything. Like, yeah. Pretty and... Darwin Nunes and his 4 shots hitting the post.
So
he's been trying.
I was told
he's been trying.
I was told that the what is it? So the record for shots hitting a post by a single player in a league used to be like around 4, and that was in different games. He did 4 in one game. And he's hit 28 times.
Yeah. What? Do you understand? You're actually deep.
This season.
He's getting close. What? He's getting close.
I think he's been at the club.
No.
What?
No. You're deeping it now. You're deeping why?
No, I didn't. I already deeped it. I told you I wanted to rip my arm off and throw it at the television every time I saw him play.
He's hit the post 28 times.
28 times. This is what I was told this week by a Liverpool fan, by the way. Yeah. So... I don't know how.
I'm so scared.
No, what's the conversion rate then?
He actually shoots so like
he so much.
He shoots so much.
He does.
He gets into the right spaces. No, so and he's always
I understand
the right
why he's shooting because and most of the time he's shooting. It's a high like. It's a high percentage chance.
Yeah.
It's not, he's not
like low risk, high reward sort of thing. Yeah. And the reward is still very low when he tries.
He's shooting from outside the box constantly. He's shooting in the box, and most of the time it's a chance that he's created either from his own run or from good work from someone else. Mm. I just don't know why his measurement of the post is so off.
Maybe we need to get him checked for astigmatism or something. Maybe that I like
just don't do that. I've got astigmatism. Just
front lights and whatnot.
So you know when it goes like
that's what I'm saying. I don't know when it goes like this. So maybe just get him checked.
Just whoever decided to give him the penalty.
That penalty was hilarious.
I even said before he even shot.
But yeah, you did. First of all, you did. Yeah. We said the Nunes was taking it. You were like free hit. And also, I think it was slightly karma for it being given in the first place.
Yes.
So
true.
I looked at it. I was like.
Sometimes I feel like that happens.
Yeah. Balance has been, I wouldn't say exactly restored because you did, there were two pen shouts that were missed. Yeah, yeah. But.
To be honest, like he's had a 100% record with penalties. Mm. But you can just see with the game and the way it's going, Nunes is very in his head. So when things are not going his way, you do not allow him to take the penalty.
Don't give that man the ball.
He's an instinctive player. Mm. When he has time, forget it. Mm. When it's an instinctive shot that you don't expect him to shoot to score, it's usually quite close. But yeah, pretty easy game for us. You had your moments. The first penalty, the second penalty, yeah.
Okay.
The first penalty,
Van Dijk was the culprit for both penalties.
Yes.
Okay. The first penalty was, I think he clipped somebody's heel?
He ran into his knee.
Oh, he ran into his knee.
Yeah.
Anywhere else on the pitch is given as a free kick. It's in the box. Should be a penalty. Simple as. Agree to disagree?
I wouldn't have complained because I thought it was very clumsy from Virgil, both of them.
And the second one, did he not step on someone's foot?
Yeah, that was the clip.
Yeah. He seems a bit rattled at the moment. Don't know what that's about, but...
He's just not the same kind of steady, forceful kind of defender that we're used to seeing, which is a bit weird for me. I don't know. I think he's so focused on not being dribbled past that he's getting to his brain.
Do you think then Klopp news has knocked him?
No, like, to be honest, it's just been moments. A lot of these have been moments. Like, even today with the Alisson Virgil thing, a lot of it was actually on Alisson. Because Virgil blocked Martinelli and he pushed him, but it was Alisson that didn't clear the ball. But obviously the first goal and the third goal where he probably should have come across, it was a bit iffy. But I don't think Virgil has been like poor 180 minutes out of those two games. It's just been moments. And sometimes his biggest weakness is his strength, is that he's very calm. Mm. So sometimes he can be a bit like too complacent. But I'm sure he'll be fine next game. Or well, he has to be as a captain.
Sorry to roll this back. Do you remember last week when we were talking about the players that might leave because of Jurgen Klopp leaving? Didn't he make a statement about he doesn't know what the future...
He clarified.
Yeah, but do you think he clarified because everybody took it the way that he wanted everyone to take it? And I was like, oh, shit, damage control.
Nah, I just think it was taken out of context because he needs... obviously, his contract is... It needs to be extended and we have no sporting director, so we have no one to... Extend Anita, I know you're loving
stay
it.
Stay away from my sporting director. Stay away. Yeah, we stay want him. Away from my we technical want him. Director.
Yeah.
Switch that would be so on brand for Liverpool to nab yours.
No. If you nab I won't talk to you for a very long time. I'm not gonna say forever, but it'll be a really long time. I'm gonna ignore your messages.
Our first choice. Sorry.
But what's that got to do with Virgil van Dijk?
Because there's no one to negotiate his contract. So I think once we hire the West Ham sporting director, then things will get rolling. But it's clear. He said he wants to stay. He loves the fans. He loves the club.
Mm.
But it's just, he doesn't know because it hasn't been extended. As simple as that.
Okay. Yeah. Rudiger said the same thing about us.
He's not Rudiger.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. And Rudiger did say, though, with Real Madrid, that he just was, that's the one club he would just always have said yes to.
And if Real Madrid come knocking for Virgil van Dijk,
they won't come.
You could say no.
Okay. They won't come?
I don't think they
go. I don't think they would.
Find out next time in the next summer transfer window. Let's see what happens. But okay, moving on from that game, let's talk about let's talk about Chelsea.
Yeah.
Wolves right. Gave you guys a run for your money. My God, what a game, Wolves! What a game, ballers.
I didn't watch that match. I knew exactly what time Wolves were on when they played Man United. When they played Man United, they gave Man United a very good
game
in the second half.
In the second half,
first half we should have been out of sight.
Boy. But they gave him a very good game. And in my head, I was just thinking, if this is Chelsea in this position, we would have conceded four.
They've given work to a lot of teams, you know. Like, didn't they beat Spurs? Remember last minute winner.
I'm pretty sure they beat us as well. To be fair, I can't remember.
They've been good this season. I think that manager
Gary O'Neill.
He's done good work.
Thank you, man. I think the way that Bournemouth got rid of him unceremoniously is really weird. And then for Wolves to pick him up, I just think that they've just gone from strength to strength. It seemed like they were underperforming. They had a decent side last season, and it's just nice to see them like sort of pick themselves back up. They're still, you know, not in the top half of the table yet, but you can see with some good time.
Are they?
I think they're 10th now.
They are.
I think they moved into 10th.
They're number 10 now.
Yikes. So where are Chelsea then?
In the second half of the table.
Just 1 point underneath. Wow.
Just.
It's unfortunate. That's really unfortunate. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
Sorry.
Anita, how do you feel? Tell us. How do you feel?
Wipe that smirk off your face. Wipe that smirk off
That's
your
last
face.
Week.
No, like, I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I used to be really immune to it. I tried to take a page out of your book, Boyo. I tried to become so numb to Chelsea. I started watching women's football and I'm like, do you know what? Women's football
it's
makes me
gateway,
happy. It made me so happy. Mm. Lewis Hamilton moved to Ferrari.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that, by the way. Mm-hmm. Moved to Ferrari and I was just having a good time, you know? Mm. Like, I was just thinking, nothing can get me down. Obviously, we played Liverpool. Cool. Got the beating, and I did say we were going to lose. Poor Tima. Tima had hope. Tima sat in this chair and said that we've got to Anfield and we've beaten Liverpool.
One
thing
with that one, she has dreams.
Yeah. No, but she did. She started out and said that they'd never win on her birthday. Yeah.
But that she's hoping for them to make a change.
Yeah, she said it was hope. It was hope more than anything else.
She was trying to not jinx herself. Did you not see her face? She thought that we could win. Yeah. She thought
me, I've
that
done that as well.
You know
what I mean? Your mouth is saying one thing, you're thinking another.
Yeah, you're thinking something completely different. Trust me, Timo.
She tried to double jinx it and it didn't work.
Didn't work, right? We went to Anfield, we got slapped. My problem right now that I'm having with Chelsea is the manager. And I didn't want to talk about Pochettino and I didn't want to be like, Pochettino out, blah, blah, blah. I'm still not Pochettino out, so let me clarify. But the decision-making, I question week in, week out. And it's starting to really piss me off because I no longer have any more excuses for him. Mm. So listen to the lineup for Chelsea against Liverpool, right? Cool. In the back line, we had Axel Disasi, Benoit Badiashile, Thiago Silva, and Ben Chilwell. How many fullbacks can you count?
One.
Okay, cool. Now, against Wolves...
Because I knew this was what she was going to do, so...
Against Wolves, we have Axel Disasi, we have Thiago Silva, we have Ben Chilwell, and we have Marlo Gusto, finally. How many do you count there?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Why couldn't he put two fullbacks against Liverpool, firstly, and against every other team that we've played in the Premier League so far? I don't understand it. And obviously, losing today against Wolves, it was, okay, an eye-opener that, oh my God, we're losing, blah, blah, blah. But it's nothing to do with the fact that our fullbacks were playing. It's to do with the fact that the team that you've now picked out, we have no idea what you are doing. We have no idea what your style of play is.
There's not enough time to
know each other. They don't have the cohesion that they should have by now, this far into the season. So what now? Ben Chilwell had an ugly game against Liverpool.
Yeah, and he had an ugly game as well today.
I was going to say, how long's Chile been back for? Yeah.
He's not been back for long. He should be eased in.
Because my question to you is that we talk about the fact that you lot play with more fullbacks than anything else. Like, no, it's more centre-backs than anything else, I should say. More fullbacks, more centre-backs than anything else. But then my question to you is, who's available and how long are they available for? Because you're right, they need time to gel.
Yes.
And I think the issue is that you haven't had your pick of best people for a while.
Yeah.
He's trying to be doing some tinkering thing that's not worked.
Yeah.
And now you have a proper back four, but your back four, like we just said, don't know each other.
Right.
So How long have you had everybody to your disposal? Is my question.
You are, so, it's probably like since the start of the season, you guys have been struggling. So I don't think.
So once Reece James got injured near the start of the season, things went downhill from there. But it's like as expected. Mal Augusto came in for Reece James, and he's been progressively getting better. You give him the game.
He looks good.
He is good. He is good. He had a knock for a couple of games, and he never saw the starting 11 again. And it was weird because he was playing four centre backs.
And it was weird because I'd get that sentiment if the person that was playing whilst he was out had done a good job. But there's certain players and certain positions here that when they're fit again, you just put them back in. You would have had to do a madness. Like, for example, who's that Liverpool young centre-back? Kwanzaa. Like, he did a good job, yeah? Let's say Van Dijk got injured and he came in and he did a good job. They'll say, well done. Cool. But as soon as Van Dijk comes back, he's coming back in. For him to keep Mal Augusto on the bench, yeah, you'll think De Sassi and was doing a madness and he wasn't. And he's not a fullback. And Cobo's not a fullback either.
No, he's not. I've been trying to do the whole, maybe he's trying to change, but like it's long enough. I don't know why I keep trying to soften the blow. It's too much now.
It's too weird of a period in the season to even be doing all that experiment where you're trying to see which players it's February now, better. Man.
Play them in their natural positions, bro.
Do you think Poch knows, not even his best team, do you think Poch knows the profiles of his player?
Probably not, man.
That's the thing, right? As a manager, knowing the profile of your players and knowing exactly what to do with them is your job.
Yeah.
Mm. Right? If we can say Levi Cole was not a left back, he's struggling as a left back. Levi Cole was now injured, by the way, just FYI, from being a left back because he is a lanky boy that's not meant to be running up and down the touchline. Yeah. Like,
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
He's a fucking centre-back. If we can see the profiles of these different players, what is stopping our own manager from seeing the profile of these players and saying, hey, this isn't working, let's try this. Keep it this way. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. So if Mal Augusto, Badiashile, Thiago Silva and Ben Chilwell were all playing in back four consistently and it wasn't working, then we understand, okay, he's trying something different because this was never working to begin with. But now we don't know whether it works or whether it doesn't work or not. Benoit Badiashile has been arse cheeks since he's come back from injury.
Yeah, he looks...
He's absolutely out of it. Mm-hmm. And anyone can see it, but you consistently wanted to start him. You now benched him against Wolves, put De Zazi in right centre back. De Zazi, when's the last time De Zazi played right centre back, baby? Yeah. He looked lost. It was, you know, what's that the thing that you keep doing with the monkeys? And the clowns, and like, it's like this.
Oh, like the monkey symbols.
Symbols.
Yeah.
I was like, why?
She asked me, bro. No, because you
was your monkey.
That was De Zazi today. That was him the entire game. That was De Zazi. And
obviously Thiago Silva is of age.
Yeah.
Like he's old. That's right? A kind
of way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, he's of age and I can't keep saying Thiago Silva needs to do better.
They need to be phasing the brother out, man. They need to be phasing him out like we did with Fernandinho.
He
like.
Should be getting phased out. I don't think he signed an extension to be playing game in, game out. Exactly. He's past the stage of having
he's meant to be your cup.
Yeah. So the fact that we went into the transfer window, right, knowing we have these issues, knowing we have these problems, and I get financial fair play is an issue as well, but knowing that we have all of these issues and we didn't think to ease someone like Alfie Gilhurst, for example, whenever he came on for Chelsea as centre back, he would still give it his all, right? Phase him in a little bit, you know, phase him in, try something different apart from putting four centre backs in your back line because it just doesn't work. Now, that's a centre-back situation gone, yeah. I don't know if he knows what to do with the midfielders as well. So we've got Enzo, Caicedo, we've got Conor Gallagher. And I look at that trio at the start of the season. They were fine. Yeah, they were fine. They were doing their thing. They were doing well.
First game of the season against Liverpool, they were fine. Looked, like, the team looked good. Sorry.
Yeah. And I had confidence to look at Ella and laugh in Ella's face. I can barely look you in the eye. I can't look at you. We're here talking about Endo Gravenberts. I'm like, wow, wish that was me. I don't think he knows what he's doing with Kai Sayed. I don't think he knows what they've got in their locker.
A different person out of those three plays in the number 10 every week. Like, so like 1 week, Endo's in the 10. I mean, not Endo. Enzo is playing the 10.
Yeah.
The next week, Gallagher's playing the 10. Then sometimes Cole Palmer's like kind of playing the team.
Do you know how many Madrid times I've asked Chelsea where do these players actually play? Yeah. I've asked so many times and nobody knows.
But this is the same thing that we ask when we're talking about the people up front as well. It's like, okay, but who plays up front?
I'm coming to the front line.
I feel bad for the fact that he got booed because
they put him right in the firing line.
I respect Sterling as a player, but it was
spooky.
It was not good.
Speak on it.
I'm still not done with the midfield.
She's probably spent more time on it than he has.
Chukwuemeka looked really good when he came on against Liverpool.
He did. That's where I'm coming to. He looked good. If you want to start doing Higgy Haggar with the back line, do the same thing in the midfield then.
Yeah.
You know, do the same thing. Try new things, try different things. I get we are stacked with midfielders. We still got Romeo Lavia to come back, who got injured after one game with Chelsea.
You guys should have watched his profile, pal. Those people have been telling you. We've been telling you.
I hate to be a teamer right now, but that goes back to the board.
Yeah.
When we were signing him, was I not in the chat saying, why are we signing this guy?
No, but that was almost, that transfer window in general just felt like Chelsea were flexing. No,
you were being spiteful.
You guys made me lose £10. I lost £10.
You were linked with Caicedo and you were linked with Lavia. And I remember my friend was like to me, I think we're going to get both. I said, you absolutely not. I remember telling him, there's no way you're getting both. I said, you're going to get one and Liverpool will get the other. But I thought Lavia's going there.
Greed, man. This is the one that they talk about in the Bible. That's greed.
Like, the whole Lavia thing, it didn't make any sense. And I will say the same thing for the Mudryk transfer. Didn't make any sense. Because look at Mudryk now. Pochettino's like, he starts on the bench.
First of all, Pochettino's using him as one ragdoll right
now. Yeah. You're like this.
I don't know what is going on here, but
Modric is getting slanged left and right, and I don't know why he's decided that it's
Modric that's going to collect all the L's. Well, before it was Madueke, to be fair. Madueke was collecting the L's from Poch before.
Yeah.
And now he's moved on. He's thinking, you've delivered a couple times. Mm. It's Modric, I'm on now.
And I can't put my finger on why he's dragging these poor young boys left, right, and centre. Mudryk has been trying to get into this team permanently for a while. But everybody and their dogs know that Mudryk, he's just not had enough experience. So when we bought him in January to spy Arsenal anyway, it didn't make sense. Mm. But hey, lo and behold, we've got him. The summer transfer window.
He did that cameo though against Liverpool, and everyone was like,
"Yeah,
he looked nuts."
Was it against Milner?
To be fair, it's a cameo, but he looks dangerous.
Yeah, he did.
But do you think? It's hard to say because I was going to say, do you think he's consistently looked threatening, yeah, but he hasn't really had a consistent.
I think he still running. Has no. a good he adjustment period.
Barely anyone has had a consistent run in that Chelsea team, to be honest.
The Zazi has had too much of a run as right back. So that's the problem.
Yeah. The wrong players.
Levi Colwill yeah. had too much of a run as left back. Yeah. Yeah. It is the wrong players that are having the runs, and it starts infuriating me. I'm furious. So now going to the front line. What is Chelsea's front line? Can anyone tell me?
I couldn't tell you.
£10
to save
for
my
anybody
life.
Who can tell
no.
me.
I want £10. You guys stole my £10.
Jackson's in and out though.
He's on the bench.
It's anywhere between Palmer, Jackson, and Sterling half the time, and then you know.
And then Madueke, after he scored that last minute penalty against, who was it? Oh, he scored the winner.
No.
Huh?
Was it in the FA Cup or Carabao?
No, I think it was in the league. Remember, you got a last minute penalty against someone.
Crystal Palace.
Yes.
It was Palace. Ever since he scored that, Poch was like, "Oh, you know what? Like, you build me out." So then I remember the next game he started.
This
and
is the
now
thing.
Now he's been getting a couple starts.
Managers cannot do this. That's the thing that like pisses me off. You can't go, "All right, well, you've done your bit for the team, right? So I'm going to pay you back in a favour by making you start the next game." You're not allowed to do that. The player is doing its job. The player has done its job by bailing the team out. That does not mean that you have to kiss their ass the next game and say, "All right, well, you get to start." They have to earn it in training and then show again.
Where did Brozier go?
Yeah, he's gone on loan.
Why?
I don't actually know why you let him go without bringing in a striker.
Because he's good.
If you guys are asking me these questions, I don't know how to
respond. It was strange,
to you.
Yeah.
It was super strange. To Fulham as well.
Brozier. I could have used him. At the moment, he's not it. Yeah. That's just plain fact, plain simple. At the moment, he's not in. But when we have an injury prone Nkunku that can go back on injury time anytime from now, and when you've got a Jackson that barely scores goals, Timo will talk about the four goals for Tottenham. But
he scores goals.
I mean, he scores goals, but does he score them consistently? Like, if you look at the chances that Hodgson had today, does Jackson bury them? Right. So. He doesn't. He's just not that guy of a striker.
The thought had not even activated in my brain yet. it just
doesn't happen with Jackson. And anyway, Brozier's no longer an option. We've got Nkunku, injury prone Nkunku, who he is sharp. He's a very sharp player.
That's a shooter.
He's a shooter. All he needs is the delivery. And when he scored against Liverpool, who gave him the assist? Chukwuemeka.
He looked really good when those two together.
Yeah.
They injected a different energy into the team.
Yep.
Was he even against West Ham before he got injured? Mm-hmm. That he was really good as well.
Yes. It was that sort of changed it for me.
But hey, Chelsea have a lot of issues. I don't know where we go from here. I don't know if sacking the manager is the right call. I don't think Pochettino is necessarily a horrible manager.
Yeah.
I just think if he has a plan, he needs to showcase it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
To the entire fan. Maybe have a closed door meeting and just let us all know.
What are you saying about the final then?
Yeah, just don't sack him before.
What are you saying about your cup final?
Please.
If we're going to sack Pochettino,
let's
do it before the final.
No, let's not.
Let's get that.
Oh no,
I actually think Chelsea have a good chance in that game, you know.
I still think Chelsea have a good chance in that game.
Because number one,
a new manager bounce wouldn't kill you. You're saying that.
When it turns around and that new manager is Frank, you'll learn your lesson.
That's actually like crawling inside me. Sorry. Apologies, guys. Apologies if you have your headphones in and you had to hear that. Apologies. Oh, wow.
I think we need to move on because clearly she's suffering.
Sorry.
All right, cool. All right. Oh, wow. If it's Frank, I think
that's killing me. You said new manager bounce, you know.
That would be my 13th.
As if there wouldn't be head loss in the.
I don't need 100. Thank you. It would be fair, but I don't think I will come back to.
Let's not speak into.
I don't think he can come back anyway. I don't think.
I think he should take a break.
Of course he can.
I mean, I said that.
Of course he can.
No, once bitten, twice shy. I think.
Come on.
Yeah. It's
not good to plot on someone's
because spinning the block the third time, that is insane.
Please,
Chelsea, close your legs, man. That is insane.
Do you
do you want to add a new body? I would spin the block on Mourinho personally.
No, you wouldn't.
I said, you won't. I said, personally.
One day.
All right, cool. So I want to introduce a new segment, right? Because apparently we don't do enough segments within our podcast. So here you go.
Love that feedback.
Love it too. I love that feedback. So every first Sunday of the month, this is called Goal Digging Forecasts. I don't know what sound we can put there. Like, should we do a bashment horn? Like, or should we put like Klaxon. Rain sounds or something? I don't know.
Shovel.
Yeah.
Someone looking digging for gold.
Yeah. All right, guys, it's time for Goal Digging Forecast. All right, so this is the segment where we will predict what would happen for the month. So we're in the month of February. We're going to do February match predictions for our respective clubs. We're going to do next manager to potentially get sacked this month if a manager does get sacked. We're going to do team to be top of the table by the end of the month and team to have the most shocking month. Of course, if you guys have any suggestions for us to add into our forecasts, let us know. And girls, if you guys have anything you want to just dash into the forecast, just do it. So let's start with the next manager to be sacked, seeing as we just finished talking about Chelsea. Does anyone think Pochettino is there even a point?
We were actually talking about this before, and I actually think he could, but the owners won't want to because it will look embarrassing.
They've already said every other shocking game they've had, they've been like, oh well, we're still backing, you know, we're still supporting him.
Because this all comes back to the Tuchel sacking. Them sacking Poch will all come back to the two and how quickly they acted on that. Because it seemed like ever since then, every decision has been bad.
Oh, no, we can't do it yet. We can't do it yet. It's too... Yeah, so...
I feel like if these owners sack Pochettino, it will be an admittance that Tuchel should have never left in the first place. Yeah. And if Tuchel would perhaps like to spin the block,
stop begging.
I was going to say,
spin the block season. You missed it, man.
Stand up. Anita, stand up.
Chelsea do love a double.
I'm really trying to understand. You guys saying it's not. Do you guys think I give a fuck? I care.
Yeah, you love bringing people back.
I will get on my knees for Tuchel. Pause. I will get on my knees and beg.
Don't say pause.
You know what you mean.
Someone's eating Jim Ratcliffe's ass for me, but boy,
what's happening?
And that's even a lie, by the way.
Just in case, we wanted to make sure that you all knew.
That's even a lie.
Do you know what though? Funnily enough, I think Uncle Roy is in trouble at the minute.
They got the ultras in the stands.
But I actually think if he's an honourable guy, which I think he is, he should walk. He should
I think he should talk to Steve Parish and have conversations and make sure that they're patterned. But I think he cares
about the club.
My thing is,
if you care that much, and you know that you actually can't do the job.
He came back to be hero, innit? So
yeah, but he should have been a hero already and
done that. In the summer, be done with it.
He stayed long enough to see himself a villain now. That's it's a shame.
And he's actually become a villain
because they're in the stands telling this man, "You need to go."
Booing like an octogenarian doesn't sit right with my soul.
Octogenarian,
bruv.
And I think as well, because the fans are looking at the. You know, before they only really had like a couple years ago. They only really had Zahar is their star. They're looking at it and they're like, they know Eze's gonna end up leaving and they know Alicia's gonna end up leaving. So they're not even getting, at least now let us enjoy, you know how West Ham enjoyed Rice before he went, at least let yourself enjoy who you have before they get bought by the big ones. This is not enough and I think Roy has to go. Roy or Poch, one of those two.
Chris Wilder.
You think it's gonna be Chris Wilder?
I don't think Sheffield United
they're fed up, but
the fact of the matter is you'd let go of Chris Wilder before. You got Paul Heckingbottom, right? And there was all this like shroud of mystery and nonsense when Chris Wilder went the first time.
Yeah.
He chatted shit. They chatted shit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My man who came into the Premier League and flopped, and then you got it, and then you go back to the, you know, it's like going back to the boyfriend that you badmouth to everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad.
But people be doing it.
I know Sam Allardyce is not done. He's not done.
Oh, she said he's got a plan.
He's not done. Sam Allardyce, yeah, that threat used to work, but now he's shown his ass now twice, yeah. He's shown his ass twice, yeah. Because before it used to be bringing Sam Allardyce and he can get anyone to escape relegation. That's over.
The cloud is lifted now, and he no longer has that aura. So, but you're right. I think they would suit his style of play. So,
yeah.
Stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm. I'm going for Roy.
It's Roy. I'm sorry.
Roy. I'm going Roy as well.
Please, go rest.
Justice for Vieira, man. Mm-hmm. Justice for Vieira. All right, cool. Let's look at the next five fixtures for each of our clubs. Who wants to do their predictions first?
I mean, from the top of Liverpool? My head, yeah. From the top of my head, we should win.
Premier League, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, all fixtures. So Liverpool have fixtures. Burnley at home, Brentford away, Luton at home, Chelsea at Wembley, and FA Cup fifth round, which is to be decided.
Okay.
Ooh, that's a really big...
All in Feb.
Yeah, we should. Busy month. Mm-hmm. We should win the Premier League games. Mm-hmm. I think Liverpool usually do well after they lose. We were unbeaten in, 22 games? I'm not including that Tottenham rubbish. I'm sorry.
I'm not being funny. You have to. The record state.
Lauren, hear this.
Lauren can hold that. No. Sorry.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
I counted today as their first actual loss.
Thank you. That was the first loss. So we should be... would you say Brentford, Burnley, Luton?
Yes. Brentford. So you got Burnley first.
Yeah.
Next week.
That's
a win.
Hopefully. Should be.
That's the one. Brentford away.
It's always tricky, Brentford. We lost 3-0 there last season, but
really,
that was a good match.
To everyone last season. Yeah. Let's be real.
Not Chelsea. Not
should us. Come through.
No, they lose to us.
Two wins. She said that's two wins. Yeah.
That's two and wins. Luton. Actually, to be fair, that's been postponed for the Carabao Cup final.
It's on Wednesday, no?
Before. Postponed.
Well done. Okay.
Yep. So Carabao Cup final, Chelsea, Liverpool.
If Liverpool play to the way they should, we should win in normal time. But it's a cup final, we know.
And you lot in general just love going extra time with Chelsea.
We do, and I'm
you
not
love
Chelsea.
A goalless. You lot love a goalless game.
Yeah. Make it entertaining, the midweek please, game, man. Please. Don't do the nonsense that you've been doing.
Get new days to start or something, man.
Chelsea's going to lose. I'll take the 0-0 and take it to penalties, please.
Again, you take the penalties.
Really?
What do I have?
What she has poured up to lose.
She's got no game winners.
She's got nothing left.
Unless Nkunku wants to bring that spirit of Leipzig to Chelsea, I don't know what else I've got. I've got nothing. I would rather a 0-0.
We should have a full squad back by then as well. So
if all goes well, Salah should still be out for that game.
No, you see,
that's because his recovery is now all of a sudden magically speeding up.
It was meant to be like mid-February. And he's running now.
God, so. He wasn't meant to make the Carabao Cup final.
Yes, he was.
With a hammy.
Yeah.
You know they're going to inject him with whatever they gave because all the
he was running, he's back running. He's
that
back
hammy
running.
That he pulled in AFCON, of course.
Mm. Oh, come on, facts. He would do anything to win, anything to win.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a shame.
He was very quick to come back to England,
he was forced to come back because we pay.
Some money talks, innit?
Fair enough. Okay, let's go to Chelsea's fixtures then. So Chelsea have coming up Aston Villa for FA Cup fourth round replay away. They've got Crystal Palace away, Man City away. Tottenham's been postponed, and we've got Liverpool in a Carabao Cup final.
What, you lot can't play at home? What's going on?
I was going to say, the game that was postponed, was that away as well?
No, it was home.
Okay.
It was home. So, for me, Aston Villa, loss. Crystal Palace, win. Man City, loss. Liverpool, to be decided. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I'm going to go for a win for Liverpool for now.
Okay.
For now.
Okay. Can't argue with that.
I feel like you're just sitting there. You're sitting there taking notes.
I'm looking at United fixtures on my phone now.
Let's go to United. So United have Aston Villa away.
Loss.
I mean, Aston Villa
at home is like, yeah,
that's a fortress. So, that is,
yeah, but didn't they just lose to Newcastle the other day?
Yeah, but that's not the point, because still they're playing. And they still need to keep their top four hopes up anyway. So,
they're playing.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Luton away.
Ooh, that's a
draw.
The Nigerians are really Nigerian.
I think, bro, I won't lie.
That and Mr. Ross Barkley.
Oh my.
He's a Nigerian.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we played Luton at home already. Like, at their gaff already, I mean. Like, yeah, they're rising up. Rob Edwards has got twinkle in his eye.
Ever since they started pimping them out.
Yeah.
I think that's a draw, yeah. But I actually will not be shocked if Luton win.
Yeah, I won't be shocked either. I don't even think Luton winning against you is not the same as Luton winning against you the first half of the season.
Luton games always have a lot of goals. So I do think we're going to score goals, yeah. But we're also going to concede goals. And they're going to score from set pieces also. Yeah. And our weakness is set pieces. So, boy.
Match made in heaven.
I think it's going to be a 3-3 or something like that.
I hope so.
It was almost like that.
In the Chelsea Luton game, it was almost similar. Yeah.
In the the Arsenal Luton game.
Yeah.
For that last minute.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If it wasn't for that last minute Declan Rice one, they would have lost. Would have drawn. Yeah. It was the game yesterday. They're going machine for machine now, man.
Mm. Here's the first game.
And then you've got Fulham at home.
I think we win.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Yeah. Don't easy. Do that. You win.
You don't know.
Fulham are decent, but you win against Fulham.
All right, let's go quickly to West Ham. West Ham, you've got Arsenal at home.
We lose.
You win.
We lose.
You win.
Okay.
You win.
You would like us to win.
Yes.
But unless, you know, our Brazilian Magnifico is back, we lose.
Wait, where is he at the moment?
Kudus is back. Exactly. Kudus, you know. Best under 25.
Kudus is suffering from a broken heart after AFCON. Yeah. He's not recovered. You can see in the way that he's playing. His mind is in Ivory Coast. His mind is not here.
Low-key.
It's not even low-key. It's high-key. You can see it in the way that he's running. He's not here at the minute. Anyway. Don't do that because Cole Palmer's
won a World Cup, actually.
You are not flexing the Youth World Cup.
That's shameless.
If Cole Palmer's won, then so is Ben Johnson. So then what? Now what? So is Ben Johnson. So now what?
Our World Cup winners.
Ben Johnson is my player. So yeah.
I said our World Cup winners.
Lovely. Fantastic. I'm glad.
Someone could have gone. I mean, AFCON with their own country. And then you've got Nottingham Forest away.
Draw.
All right, and then you've got Brentford at home.
Lose. Don't beat Brentford. We never beat Brentford.
And those are all the games you've got in February.
In Feb, yeah. And then I guess we're waiting for round of 16 for Europa.
Yes. So, Joyce, you have
Brentford tomorrow.
Brentford tomorrow.
Yeah. Hopefully a draw. But we did lose their last season, so yeah. I don't know. It's a bit tough away anyways.
Make me sick.
I'm not, but look, it's away.
Stop the cat.
Nah, I still think it's going to be a draw. I think it'll be a good game though.
Okay, we'll see. We'll be there.
Then Kevin De Bruyne will now turn on the batteries. Man City versus Everton.
That's going to be a win. Sorry, mother.
Cool. Then you play Copenhagen.
That's a draw. Away, because we're playing away. So I was there. Actually, I should have bought tickets so I could watch us go 0-0 again. So yeah, we're drawing that.
Can you not like just win? Can you not win
Copenhagen away? Yeah.
I can't believe they got that fixture.
Yeah.
I can't even start gaffing about Copenhagen as if
they're a good team though. People always look at them, but they're not a good team.
But Nana was match fixing. So you don't have a match fixing.
No, but when you play them at their own gaff, that support in itself is enough.
We're talking about their own gaff. United put 3-1 up. 3-1 up at their own gaff. Yeah, and United aren't even good.
We don't employ donkeys.
Good at all. You are going to literally destroy them. They're not good.
I'm just trying to be humble.
No. Flush the humility down the toilet.
But being realistic as well, because I want
to. Stop it!
I'm disappointed. I don't want to be disappointed. Either way, Chelsea win. Brentford win. There you go. There's the last two.
Yes, Chelsea win. Brentford win. Okay. Cool. Then you finish off your month with Man City and Luton. You've got a lot of games in February.
Yeah, that's the FA Cup, isn't it? I was going to even say, the Brentford is a quick turnaround, that is, from our home and away fixture. But yeah.
It's the same for our Man United and West Ham fixtures. Yeah. We played Man United in December. Did not want to see them for a little while.
Yeah. Thanks.
And yet,
trust me.
And yet, here we were.
Before we close off this section, because we can't do everything else, unfortunately, guys. We haven't got enough time. I looked at the clock and I just realised we all have last train to catch. But anyway, before we end that, you guys play Man United on the first Sunday when we come back. Do you reckon you can beat them?
Well, can magic something up?
You're
normally
pessimistic when you play against Man United.
Well,
Yeah, for far, man.
We're home. I know that one, yeah. Yeah. I think we'll win it, to be fair. I don't think it's going to be anything crazy. I don't because right. Considering the current form that you guys are in and your youth at the moment, I think you'll give us a good game. I don't think it'll be anything crazy.
You lot aren't watching the games.
West Ham were giving us work first half today, and that's West Ham. You lot are going to smoke us.
I just want to be positive.
Nah. You know what? No, but I just want
good football. I miss it.
A
3-2 would be nice. You
know. I think that's even too much, man. What team do we? Predict is going to be at the top of the table by the end of February after hearing all of that.
Liverpool.
I'm going to go first and I'm going to say Arsenal.
Liverpool.
City.
Liverpool.
I'm only saying Arsenal because I would love to see them at the top of the table and watch their fans capitulate in March when they lose that position.
Anita, man. Yes. Relax.
I'm bitter.
I am bitter and I'm okay with it. And do you know what? Even if I wasn't bitter, I would still want that.
That's
how I feel about Arsenal fans. But okay, let's move on. Man United played West Ham. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember how that game went. It was today as well, which
it was 3-0.
So funny.
It was a 3-0 loss.
Yeah. Oh, it's because I was watching Chelsea Wolves.
Yeah, yeah. It was same time.
I thought you said you weren't watching it.
Relax. Relax, okay?
And I want to see it.
I can't lie again. You got me, my bad, Joe. Man United played West Ham. West Ham got absolutely played off the park, allegedly. I don't know. I wasn't watching. But Moyo, it seems like Man United
Who said it?
Listen, I don't know. I didn't watch the match. United 3-0 sounds like it.
Yeah, so the scoreline is not indicative of how that game went. Like, I don't know if... Pip, do you want to speak on West Ham first and then I'll speak on United?
I'll speak on West Ham first. I think it was a goal line that flattered you.
Yeah.
However... We deserved it because if you don't take your chances, you don't win games.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting thing. We have a lot of West Ham fans arguing like they don't like the style of play that Moyes plays. Fair enough, blah, blah, blah. And so many people on Twitter this week were saying, if we just went for it but didn't win, I would be happy. Guess what? We went for it today. We didn't win. How do you feel today? How do you feel this evening?
Boy.
No, I want to know because it's been getting on my nerves. I'm not the biggest fan of how we play sometimes. I hold my hands up. But I like results because I like to see our name at the top of the as high as you can go. So yes, I completely understand that sometimes it is so painful to go and watch us, which is why I have not been to as many games at this point of the season as I did last season. Hold my hands up. I'm not spending money to do that. But there are other fans who will and will back the team, and that's absolutely fine. But to say that you want to see us go for it, but you don't care if we win games, that's frass. I'm so sorry. Because today was frustrating. And the reason why I didn't finish watching that game was because I could see how it was going. We just had no joy. And yes, it's good to watch people play. But at the end of the day, it's a results business.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Moya will tell you about how she feels about how Man United played. But it was frustrating because it was like, we could have left with something. If we'd left with a draw, I'd been super happy.
Yeah.
Because midweek, we did not try and we left with a point. And that was mad frustrating. Yeah. So it's just like there needs to be a balance. Issues going on there at the minute. I have no idea. snap out of it, please.
Yeah, I thought first half year that West Ham actually played really well. Like, if you looked at the stats even at half time, I think United had 3 shots and West Ham had 13. Mm-hmm. And that's at Old Trafford. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, for West Ham to come to Old Trafford have more than quadrupled the amount of shots we'd had. It's crazy. I will say, first of all, big up Rasmus Højlund. Because that finish, that was a... I'm a centre-forward finish, like,
you the body Jackson fake. You think Jackson can
score that? Mm. Yeah, but the guy's only on 4 Premier League goals. Like, let's not get too excited. Yeah.
Technically, it's Jackson a confidence thing, though.
Yeah. No, and that's what I've loved, because ever since he's gotten his first goal against Villa, I'm seeing stuff improving him every week. Like, his hold-up has gotten better. He sets the ball off to the winger so much better. Now, there were so many times today, that he got the ball, either set off and said, I can see Rashford making that run, I'm going to put the ball in behind, and then gets it. Like, there's certain things you can just see his brain is moving a lot quicker than it was before. And he said in the interview after the Wolves game that, like, everything is just a bit quicker in this league, and like, he's realised that, and that's why he's trying to, like, anticipate how quickly the league is going to, like, stuff is going to happen in the game. I thought his first goal was brilliant. I thought first half Garnacho was genuinely frustrating the living daylights out of me. And you know what it is? I've come to terms with the fact that with Garnacho, that is just...
That's just how it's going to be.
That's just how... Sometimes I forget, that how young he is, and then he reminds me in the game by doing that amount of nonsense. But then with him, like, he is just capable of having moments. Because even before he scored, he played a couple passes towards the end of the first half, and I was like, that's a chance there. Like, he's created a chance there. He's created a chance for someone. Like, he has the ability to do that, but it's just about getting it. He just is still very raw. And I saw a stats there. I think they said he started the last 19 games for United. Like, and I'm sure he wouldn't have thought, like, a year ago that he'd be starting literally every game for United. But that's where we're at right now, because Antony is so dead. Do you know what I mean? Like, this all comes back to Antony being dead, by the way. And Rashford, boy,
he had one random kick today.
That punt, boy, that punt, he even knows he was boying it
he
on that one.
The grass. He was like,
he was pissed off because he knew that was a chance. But, like, there were a couple people that were really good today. But I have to, like, Casemiro, I thought after the first 20 minutes was good. He just is the type of person, though. He genuinely, like, last season I was like, nah, we're overusing this guy. Da, 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 da. I'm not joking. I've realised for Casemiro, he actually has to play every game. If he takes one game off,
that man receives factory resets.
He's like, he's playing football for the first time when he comes back from a break. Like, honestly,
Bambi on ice.
Because even now, it's the first 20 minutes of every game, he's scaring me. And then it's like he gets into the game again. Mm-hmm. Martinez, I said the last time I was on the pod, I said, I fear that I love this man. I do. And I'm okay with admitting that now. Lisandro Martinez, I love him so much.
He's
and
injured again.
He's injured again. He's injured again. Listen,
he was. Listen, they were playing rugby league on that part of the pitch. I think it was gonna be one of the two of them were gonna get themselves.
Was it Sofal?
Sofal.
And everyone's saying he's a big batch. Sorry, big back bitch.
He felt like it was an awkward. Obviously, Martinez was trying to shield the ball out because the ball was going out, but he was trying to shield it out so Sofal wouldn't get there. And obviously, Sofal was trying to get to the ball, so he's leaning, and he's leant to the point that he's fallen like here. Mm. So obviously, his knee's gone in. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, he tried to shake it off, and I was thinking, just go off, like,
it's okay,
it's actually okay. Mm-hmm. And then Dallo made that last minute clearance to keep the clean sheet, and I said, he's done. When he started, when he put his head down on the floor, I said,
it's finished.
Yeah. He is finished.
It's finished. Yeah.
And I'm just so sorry, but we got the 3 points. And
don't be sorry about it. We missed the creative output of Paquetá.
Yeah.
We also let go two left wingers who weren't playing, to be fair, but we let go of two left wingers and didn't replace in this window, which frustrates the shit out of me, because it's like we've been dying ever since Kudus came in and we've been tinkering with where him and Bowen play.
Yeah.
We've been dying for that sort of quality on the other side, and to come into a window and not address that kills me.
Yeah.
And I understand. I think it's probably an FFP issue or whatever, but it's like you've sold a player and you've loaned a player with a clause to buy. Like, replace. I would love to understand what was going on.
And everyone's getting nervous with FFP now because
no one's making a move until any judgments are made.
You don't need to be making
a move. Don't you worry. We've still got a few couple months.
What are you saying? If Man City go to League One, League One.
I will be there.
League One, woo.
No, Windy Nights in Stoke. I'll be there.
Say less.
Please.
No more Premier League titles.
We'd love to see you there.
No more De Bruyne.
150. You yourself, how do you feel as a Man City fan knowing that you're
I'm fine. I'm going to give a top. You know damn well the way they're prolonging it right now. Mm. Whether or not it comes out with a massive result, and that ends up obviously falling on everyone else's heads as well, because if they can charge us, they're going to sure as hell find fuck all on you guys. And to be quite honest, they've already done it to Everton.
Yeah, you lot are next, by the way. After them, it's you lot.
Do you know what's crazy? I think our owners will snitch on us ourselves. Our owners will definitely.
You can spend I believe in our lawyers. I can't lie to you. I believe in my
the
people there.
Will open the books from 2004 and say, "Oh, this is the stuff that we've done back as well. We should charge us for this too." I strongly believe it.
Yeah.
But I've got a second team that I will support if Chelsea do go into the administration. Don't you guys worry. Mm. Don't you worry.
I'd love to know.
That's fine. That concludes the episode.
She's going to say it's Luton.
Luton. I do love Luton right now.
Yeah, I love Luton. I love Crystal Palace too, but I ain't going to support them. So, guys, thank you for watching another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. Joyce has finally returned from the wilderness. For those who have been asking for her, here she is.
Hello.
Finally.
And goodbye.
Moyo is back in the seat. She will be back with the women's football episode. When, Moyo?
Next week.
Okay. Just making sure.
Don't worry. I'm ready.
I've got my questions ready.
When they put the thing on Twitter, have you guys got any questions for us? I'm going to be like, so what do you think?
It's me.
But look out for that tweet next week when they ask, do you guys have any questions for the WSL women's episodes? Yep. Make sure you are responding underneath the tweets. Yep. And if you want to respond right now, just respond right now in the comments. We'll look. Ella, I don't even have words for you, whatever. Just whatever. You had one job to beat Arsenal today, you had one job to let Chelsea win. It's fine, you didn't do neither. Pip, any last words to the West Ham fans?
Picks up, man. Mm. Like, do you lot not remember Avram Grant? Be fucking for real.
I remember that.
Mm. Boy.
That was an era for Chelsea too. Wow. But anyway, guys. Till next time, till next week, we will see you again. Make sure you're following us on all our social media platforms at Gold Diggers UK on Twitter, at Gold Diggers UK _ on Instagram, at Gold Diggers UK on TikTok. And make sure you follow us individually as well. And yeah, I hope you guys have a better week than I've had this week. See ya.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.